Good evening, everybody. Interview number two tonight. I have Mattawan first-year head coach Lauren Bola. Lauren, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Nick.
First, get started. You know, how is it? How does it feel? You know, first year at Mattawan. How does it feel?
I'm first of all just thankful that we're having a season. That feels great in itself. Being in the gym, being with the girls, and honestly, it's kind of freeing. First time head coach, so
what got you into coaching? What made you want to, you know, pursue coaching?
I've always loved, you know, just teaching. I'm a sixth grade math teacher, helping out girls, seeing them learn. That's kind of, it's always been my passion since a young age, and coaching kind of lends itself to that. I can't say that my aunt has been a huge inspiration to me. Just, you know, watching her coach all these years, her being my coach. So I think some of that has to do with it, but definitely just the teaching part.
Yeah. During soccer season, I did interviews like this, and I asked the coaches, do you see a comparison, you know, to being a teacher and coaching, you know, and all of them, you know, said yes. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Now you brought up your aunt, you know, Mary Beth, who's at St. Rose. What are some things you learned, you learned from her that you try to take away from her?
I try to soak up as much as I can from her. Her passion and love for the game is honestly contagious. She was my coach, I think, since I started in third grade. So she taught me how to play. And from then she's taught me how to coach. I've started making it my own, pretty much a lot of everything about basketball, it's come from Mary Beth. Yeah.
Yeah. And she does have a lot of passion. You know, we spoke on a phone a few times, and, you know, me and her could probably talk for hours about basketball and everything. Now you worked under Darren at Holmdel. How many seasons were you with Darren?
I was there for 2 years.
Okay. What are some things you learned under Darren?
Coach, he's a Navy guy, and he runs a tight ship. Honestly, and I love that about him. He was so knowledgeable. The stuff that he brought to the game, again, the passion, and he's in it for the girls, and that's what I love most about it too. It's, we want to make them better, and being able to coach with him, I think made me a better coach. More structured, more organized, but those were a great 2 years as well, and I tried to soak as much as I can from him.
And that was a fun bunch to watch too over at Holmdel, you know, last season. You know, a lot of talent over there.
Oh yeah, last year I had such a fun year being like just being involved with them, and it's so awesome to know that they're getting a lot of the same girls back, and they're going to have a great year this year.
Yeah. Speaking of this year, what are some challenges, you know, you've seen, or, you know, even the players, you know, that, you know, might come up, or, you know, it's tough enough for players to stay healthy, but now you got to deal with the COVID virus and, you know, worrying about not catching it. So what are some challenges you're seeing as a coach?
So to start, I only had 10 days with these girls. I met them once prior online, and we all know it's not the same. So them kind of figuring out who I am and me trying to figure out who they are as a team, as an identity, I think that in itself has been, difficult. And then, I mean, COVID wise, I just trying to keep it as normal as possible, getting in the gym, getting the reps up, trying to implement my style of teaching. It's, I think all of it's kind of just a lot.
Yeah. And that, you know, new coach coming, you know, anywhere, you know, 10 days is not enough time to, you know,
we're taking it as we go. I said, we're in this together. I'm learning, they're learning. So, you know, that's why I said, we're in this together. It's a long sprint. Is what I'm saying. It's a month. So we're going to take it as it comes.
What is your message to the team? You know, what are you trying to instill, like, values, you know, and what kind of culture are you trying to create there?
I said every time we're in the gym, I want them to learn something new. If they leave that gym learning something, they've done their job, I've done my job. I really want to instill just like the hard work on defense. I'm pretty defensive minded. So I'm trying to teach those little things, jumping to the ball, being in help defense, and kind of focus on the little things right now. In this short amount of time, that's what I'm focusing on.
I want to move, you know, we'll go through your roster now. NJ.com from last season has a ton of players. So I'm going to go through some, and then you could give me, you know, other players that are coming back, and then some, you know, incoming freshmen that are going to be an impact. You know, you got two big seniors coming back. We'll start with the guard, Skylar. I did see her play her sophomore year. What do you expect out of her, and what does she bring to the table?
Skylar is a very dynamic guard. She's been working hard over at Hoop Group. I saw her a couple times prior, and I mean, she can hit down a shot, she could dribble into the lane. So I'm expecting her to really be our leader out there, taking control of that tempo. She's going to be able to do big things.
Yeah, she's a fun player to watch. The next, your center, Gianna, is that Gianna, right?
Gianna, yes.
She's going to Brown, right?
Yep.
She came to Brown. Looking at her stats, you know, the 250 points, 250 plus rebounds. That, you know, that's key, you know, especially, you know, a lot of schools don't have a big body that could play like that. What does she bring to the table?
Just like you said, there are very little people on the shore that are going to be able to guard her. So she brings just that change, that dynamic. And she knows how to read the offense, she's finding the open spots in practices, catching an eye, keeping an eye. She continues to do those little things. It's going to be great.
You know, they're going to be your senior leaders on the court. What are you hoping they, you know, pass down to the underclassmen, or, you know, hope they, you know, teach the younger classmen?
Yeah, I already have seen their worth ethic. I mean, Gianna's been working up at U.S.
Hoops.
Yeah. And so just, I mean, so they've been picking up the ball. It's not just basketball season. It's outside of basketball season. They come into the practice. They're coming. They're working hard every possession. So I think that, seeing how they run the floor, kind of just that effort, hustle, play in, play out, is just great for the younger girls to see.
Another player coming back that was a key to the team list, Jada Allen. She's a junior this year, right?
Yeah, so she's actually hurt right now. She had surgery, but even so, she's been a good leader on the sidelines. She's been at practice, kind of helping out the little girls, telling them, the younger girl, sorry, telling them spots and where to go. She's been a good leader on the sidelines as well. And I'm excited to see what she has to offer when she gets back.
There was one more junior. She had a lot of rebounds last year. Caitlin Givens.
Unfortunately, she's not going to come back this year.
It seemed, you know, me talking to coaches, there's, you know, quite a few players that decided not, you know, not to play this season. So I'll let you, who are some other key returners, or, you know, players that played last year on Mattawan that you think are going to have a bigger roles this season?
Sure. I have two junior guards, Colleen and Bella. And I think they're going to be they're athletes. They play soccer. So them being able, that vision that comes from soccer on the floor, is going to help us a lot big time. And they're just two, if you think of scrappy guards, they put in the work, they go after it. I think they're going to really help us.
Sorry, my phone's been going off. any newcomers that you expect to have an impact this season?
Not freshmen. I have a couple of sophomores in Ava and Emily who I think are going to be coming in and out. They definitely have growing to do and learning, but I hopefully throughout the season they're gonna pick up those things from the older girls and really help us out on the defensive end.
I like to ask the public school coaches this. Do you think it's your first year, developing a strong relationship with the middle schools or the youth programs in Mattawan help, essentially be a feeder program, for the future of, Mattawan basketball, and keep the local talent home instead of going to the SJVs and, the private schools?
Yes, I 100% agree. I mean, I was the local kid going to RBR. So I knew my friends went to RBC. And so I totally understand. And I think 100%. Right now, I have a strong relationship with the middle school coach. we came in together. So we've been in contact, and he kind of wants to know how I'm running my program so we can kind of mirror each other. And then hopefully, if times get a little bit normal, we could get out there, do some camps and get out to the feeder programs,
Yeah, that's great that you have a middle school coach, that's reaching out and, wanting to work with you, because I do know towns that, they don't get the response, that they're hoping for from, the middle school programs or the grammar school programs. And it's always great, when I go to a game and you see the middle school or the grammar school kids there watching the high school girls play. I got a younger niece, she loves going to, the Jackson games because that's her hometown, and she gets a kick when the players all come up to her and stuff. So, and it has a lasting impact because they remember that, and they might
want. I still remember those days. It's like you're meeting celebrities.
Yep, and that's how it is. I'm just gonna pull up. I want to pull up your division real quick. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
I usually have it ready, but where are you? There we are. All right, so you got St. John Vianney, Holmdel, Raritan, Colts Neck, and Middletown North. Pretty competitive division for Mattawan, take St. John Vianney out, obviously. What are you expecting, the matchups, and how do you think your team is going to do this season?
No, I think we're going to come in and put up a fight every game that we go into. At this point, if we come in with that underdog mentality and just, we're going to fight hard to the very last whistle. I think defensively, we're going to be a hard team to put points up on. Mm-hmm. And then we have really two good offensive threats that could make an impact.
Yeah, so. and they complement each other nicely, yeah. Too. Who are you able to pick up? You pick up one game?
We've picked up Long Branch and Manalpin.
Manalpin, okay. I don't know much about Manalpin. It's probably the only team I really don't know much about. All right, Coach, I appreciate you taking time out. I look forward.
I appreciate what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah, and I look forward to seeing you grow the Mattawan program.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Nick.
All right.